Giger. Kibbies.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House. Look how excited you are. Look, find a mirror and look at how excited you are.
Look at all those happy faces.
You're exploding with excitement. Your face is imploded with excitement. You're so fucking excited that you just can't fight it. You're about to lose control and you think you like it, but then it turns out you don't like it because you're scared of the person you've become. You started to kill people. Oh my God, you're an evil bastard. I'm Tim. I'm Victory. And this is my wife, Tanya.
Hello.
And it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Technically the three of us.
Yeah.
There's another person.
There's another person.
Which brings us to our first segment, Baby News. Beep, 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 beep. Wah, wah, wah. I think that's the best theme ever.
Yes. Yes.
So, in baby update, the baby is now the size of a pineapple.
Pineapple!
And you said this to me in the weirdest way. You said, there's a pineapple inside me. And I went, what? And then you said, the baby's the size of a pineapple, and I was like, okay, I thought you actually meant somehow a pineapple appeared inside you, which would have been very painful.
Well, considering you always say, well, you've eaten a watermelon, or...
It looks like you've, yeah, it does look like you've had... Sometimes you sit there after dinner and you're like, oh, and it's like, oh, you had too much food. Bonk.
A very big food baby.
Yeah, it's a very big... How are you feeling with the baby?
Yes, they're very wiggly. I definitely had a foot or something poking right outside on my right-hand side. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting.
We were sat in the hospital and you could just see, like, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, like, baby, like, kicking and stuff. Sprog was, like, manically active and it's weird.
It's very weird.
Because you're there just like, what?
What's it doing?
What's going on?
What's it doing?
And obviously, like, you know, you don't usually think. You don't look down at your tummy all the time and go, I wonder what's happening in there. And then you see, like, things, like, jumping out and that. Like, I've never had that happen. Not that I'm aware of.
No.
It might have happened while I was, like, sleeping. There's, like...
You have an alien inside you.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool, though. It's very cool. Anyway,
yes.
We did some other things as well, didn't we? We went to see a movie, and I thought we would talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
We went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yep.
So, just a little note. There may be spoilers.
Maybe
we'll try
spoilers.
And stay.
We'll try and stay clean.
Yeah, but we can't guarantee.
We can't guarantee. But the rest of it, lots of spoilers go out there anyway these days, aren't they? So.
Yeah, I mean... Like, I think if you... People, yeah, there's a difference between going into somebody's face and being like, this is what happens! And, like, you know, saying something... Like, just because everybody else goes and does it, it doesn't mean I want to go.
No, that's true. That's true.
Like, if somebody wants to watch Guardians 3...
Definitely go watch it, though.
Yeah. But I would like to say, go and watch it without being like, this is the lowdown.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's really good. The Guardians films have always been
one of my favourite franchises.
Yeah, they're really solid.
Yeah.
You get a bit of a sort of resolution from like Endgame.
Yeah.
Like the end of the sort of Avengers movies that the Guardians appeared in. Which was quite nice, and then there's a few nice bits with other characters. I think really Nebula shines in this.
Yeah, totally, absolutely.
Like Drax and Mantis are always quite good, and it's a good, it's fairly good Rocket story. Groot is now, I mean, if you've seen any posters, you'll see he's like a fully grown.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, yeah, it's,
I'd say he's a 20-year-old person.
Yeah, he's, you know, tall.
Tall. Lots of arms.
Yeah.
Lots of arms.
Hmm.
He's a good one to carry around for handbags and stuff.
Yeah, if you need to transport goods, Groot's the guy
the guy to do it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It's difficult for me to top the first one. And the first one was definitely my sort of like number one.
It's my favourite.
This does deal with one of my favourite characters, though, so... Yeah, and I think the story was well done. There's a couple of bits where you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And there's a couple of bits, for those of you who have read comics, that you will be like, that's awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, if you get a chance, go and see it.
Yeah, definitely go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just go and watch it.
Go and watch it, yeah. Definitely. The worst of it, obviously, we watched it pretty much, day after release. And obviously we had lovely people behind us.
We had a guy that was just like, he didn't understand the concept of being in a cinema and
cinema
started.
Etiquette,
does they say? Yeah, he was like, bye,
bye, rip. He just know he's trying to impress his friends.
He was trying to make jokes with like the trailers and stuff, and he said a couple of lines that I guess got some like laughs, like people. So he was then encouraged, and he thought, oh, I'll try and do some in the movie.
Yeah, and I was trying to impress his friends and stuff. And just,
yeah, yeah. Really? I mean, yeah. You said he was trying to. He thought he had an audience.
Yes.
Like, as in, not just his friends. He thought, everyone thinks I'm great.
Yes.
And he was like, he got up about 4 or 5 times to go to the toilet. He was blatantly pissed.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
dude, seriously.
Yeah.
You've paid for this.
I really love going to the cinema, but I hate going to the cinema
when it's that busy.
Well, just when there's people there. It's like we went to see I think it was Wakanda Forever we saw, right? Cinema's empty. These two guys came and sat right near us, and they were like looking at us like, oh, we're right up near you. And you're like, oh yeah, that's fucking really creepy.
Really creepy.
Like,
yeah,
fuck
that
off.
Was really creepy.
Ugh, like, fucking hate people. I just hate people.
That's very creepy.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, the cinema was still nice. It was fucking hot.
Was hot. I was sweltering afterwards.
It wasn't like it was like a particularly
hot day either.
Yeah, but just in there it was so,
I think because there was just so many bodies in that room.
Yeah. I remember it being cooler in there.
Yeah, there is air conditioning in there.
Maybe they just hadn't turned it on yet.
No.
Because they're like, it's still
winter.
Yeah. Even though it's May. We don't understand seasons.
Yes.
Maybe this is just the sign to stay home.
Maybe.
All the time. Because it's nice at home.
It is nice at home.
And it will get nicer eventually.
Yes.
Even better.
Even better with our nice new kitchen. Woohoo!
Huzzah.
Eventually. when they get in here.
Yes, I'm sure it'll happen any day now.
Yes.
So there's something big coming up, which is on the day of release. If you're listening to this on the day of release, I will hopefully be balls deep. Is that the right word to use?
If you really want to use that.
I'll be balls deep in The Legend of Zelda.
Woohoo!
I'll be balls deep in Zelda, which could be the end of our marriage. Because I'm sleeping with another woman,
yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Looks good.
It does look good.
Just looks.
It's amazing.
Looks like a good time. I'm trying to stay away from some trailers because I heard there's like
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's like they've put teases and they've put the like Ganondorfs in it, but I'm like, do I want to know anymore?
Nah.
I'll try and go in.
You play the game to find out, don't you?
Yeah. I have booked the day off work, and I
as a religious day.
As a religious holiday, yes.
I love it.
And I have been called a twat for it, so.
I don't think so. I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because they want me to work. But
no.
No, like, that's why they're calling me a twat, because they were like, oh, no, we have to cover you.
Oh, yeah. But it's like people go into the Jedi religion, don't they? That's religion.
Yeah. I don't think I could be a Jedi.
No, I don't think I could.
Do you know that Jedis can actually have children?
Yes. It's they just can't the, marry. Can they
can't. They can marry, but you can't have an emotional attachment.
I thought they couldn't marry.
I think they can. They can marry, is what I've read. They can marry, right, but they can't but have they an can't. Emotional attachment.
Oh, so they can be involved with one person.
Yeah, you can get married, but you can't have an. I've said it about four times.
Yeah, no, but you just can't love that person. Love.
Yeah,
that
person. You can't have an emotional attachment.
Yeah, that's where Anakin went wrong.
Well, Anakin went wrong in a lot of different ways.
True.
Like killing a group of sand people out of rage.
True. That's an emotional
giving
connection.
Giving into his rage, yeah. Yes. Yeah, so, like, you know. But there's a load of other shit that they... Like, they're basically, you can't feel.
Yeah.
You've just got to be like...
You've got to have no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah, you can't give into your emotions. Yeah. Well, some of the styles do. We're not going to have a discussion about like Jedi styles and stuff like that. Maybe later.
Maybe in another podcast.
Yeah,
once I've got a bit more knowledge on it.
But back to Zelda. I mean, Zelda. Actually, we can touch on Star Wars. They've released a new season of Star Wars Visionaries.
That's good.
Which is like the different animation styles and studios do little Star Wars stories and. The current season, season two, has one by Aardman Studios, which I am very excited to watch because they are the people that made Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, I love Wallace and Gromit.
And it looks good. And yeah, we watched one of the episodes and it was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Bit of a odd art style.
Yeah.
Like, not a traditional one.
No.
We did
kind of go, huh.
Yeah, what's going on? Like, yeah. This looks a bit...
But I kind of like that, because it then makes you think about it. You go, I get it now.
Yeah.
So.
I enjoyed the storyline as well. The little story they gave it.
So.
It's very cool.
It was very cool.
So, yeah, I mean, there's, like, loads of stuff. And we've recently had the coronation. We should really mention the coronation as well.
Yeah.
We got a bank holiday for it. That's the part that I enjoyed most about it. I literally looked at this article and it was basically saying how the rest of the world doesn't really care. and I was like, okay. And then I thought, well, I mean, most people in this, from what I've heard from people that I interact with, most of them were just like, as long as we get a bank holiday, that's all I care about. Right? And there were a couple of people that are just like, oh, well, we'll be doing something. But it wasn't really like a massive. Like,
no, it was. I don't think. Definitely wasn't as big as the Jubilee.
No.
The Jubilee celebrations was massive.
Yeah,
and
there was like.
That didn't even have a bank holiday, did it? Or did it?
It did.
I can't remember. That was last year. Last year.
I'm sure it did.
I can't remember. But yeah, that was massive, wasn't it?
And we had like a active shooter in the area.
Yeah, we did. Scarily.
Which is
but
weird.
But the worst of it, people, even though the world doesn't actually take much notice of it, the amount of tourists that come to see Buckingham Palace is insane.
Like, you've got people, it's like Comic-Cons. Like,
yeah,
not everybody
that's
gives a shit about a Comic-Con, but you do get intense.
That's true.
Tense group of people that will come. And it's like, it. Me saying not many people give a shit, it's not like in America that they were having street parties.
No, no,
or
no.
In like, you know, Spain, they were like,
Hey, the monarchy, yay, new monarch. Yeah,
the UK monarchy, hooray. Like, you know, we tend to be like, this is, like, especially with the monarchy, we're always like, they're the ones we've got to put on the pedestal. But it's, most people are just like, yeah, okay. I mean, we don't go mad for the Dutch.
No, that's true.
The Dutch royal family.
No, that's true.
You know.
Yeah.
All these other fucking royals.
We just do what we have to do as a country, don't we? So.
Well, but I mean, which most of the time is, do we get a bank holiday?
Yeah. Do I get time off?
Yeah. Can I have a bank holiday? Can I have a day off for it?
Yes. Can I have a day off?
Which I think is fine. Like, you know, we did go to a little celebration.
We did.
Which was
on our green.
On the green near our house. And there was a very enthusiastic drummer.
Yes, that was brilliant.
Who was the highlight of the day.
He was, absolutely.
Walking around it was sort of like, it was a little sad because it was a bit like, we'd been to the Jubilee one.
Yeah.
Like last year.
It was last year, wasn't it?
And it was like, you know, loads of people, loads of like stalls and different events and stuff. And this one was like really subdued in comparison.
Yeah, it was.
I think the enthusiasm just wasn't there in the same sort of
essence as it was for the Queen.
Yeah, I think she was a lot more popular.
I think she was a lot more popular
than Charles.
I think she was, yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll get more bank holidays soon.
soon.
That's all I care about is having that extra day off. And the worst thing is, it's like we did anything extraordinary. We just sort of went, we can attempt to have a lie-in for another day.
Yeah.
And it failed.
Honestly, the weather wasn't particularly great either, was it? So.
No, it was pretty pants.
So
the whole thing was a bit of a fucking wet fart, to be honest.
Yeah. So,
hey-ho. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure eventually there'll be some good thing to come out of it all.
Yes.
All of it in general.
In general.
Anyway, should we get to what people really came to the
podcast
for?
Let's. I'm looking forward to this.
You have. Everybody has. Right. Chapter 23. Of My Immortal. Author's note. Don't da fork up, bitches. 1. You're just jealous cause I got 10,000 revows. 1. Thanks to Raven for da help in telling me about da books, girl. Rock, let's go shopping together. The door opened, and Professor Rumbridge and Cornelia Fudge stomped out angrily. Then Dumbledum and Rumbridge saw us. Mr. Way, what the beep are you doing? Rumbridge shouted angrily. Dumbledore blared at her. Oops, she made a mistake, he corrupted her. She means hi, everybody, come in. Come as in, jizz.
Okay.
Well, we all came in angrily. So did all the other students. I sat between Darkness and Draco, and opposite Bloody Mary, Crabbe and Goyle started to make some morbid jokes. They both looked exactly like Vili Velo from him. I ate, as in the number 8, some Count Chocula and drank some blood from a cup. Then I heard someone shooting angrily. I looked behind me. It was Vampire! He and Draco were shooting at each other. Vampire, Draco, WTF, I asked. You fucking bastard, yelled Draco at Vampire. I want to sit next to her one. No, I do, shouted. No, she doesn't fucking like you, you son of a bitch, yelled Draco. No, fuck you, motherfucker. She laves me, not you, shouted Vampire. And then he jumped on Draco. No, not in that way, you perv. They started to fight and beat up each other. Dumbledore yelled at them, but they didn't stop. All of a sudden, a terrible man with red eyes and no nose flew in on his broomstick. He had no nose and was wearing a grey robe. Do you think he had no nose?
No, I don't think he did.
All the glass in the window he flew through fell apart. Brittany, that fucking prep, started to cry. Fucking Brittany. Such a prep, isn't she?
Absolutely.
Vampire and Draco stopped fighting. I stopped eating.
Wow.
Everyone gasped. Darum fell silent. Voldemort. Ebobi. Ebony. Darth Vader. He's just saying, leblebly?
You person over there, what are you called? I can't think what your name
Hang on.
Is.
Listen to who said this. Darth Vader said.
Darth Vader.
Everly, in his raspy voice, thou hast failed your mission. Now I shall kill thou and I shall kill Vampire as well. If thou does not kill him before, then I shall kill Draco too. Please don't make me kill him, please, I begged. No, he laughed crudely. Kill him or I shall kill him anyway. Then he flew away cackling. I mean, the way he said he had a chance. He could have killed him. He just left.
It's like, I don't want to get my hands...
And he's told everyone. Everyone knows.
I don't want to get my hands dirty. Yeah. That's what it is.
I bust into tears. Draco and Vampire came to contort me. Just tie her up in their own arms.
Nice.
Contort her! Suddenly, my eyes rolled up and they looked all cool and gothic. I had a vision where I saw some lightning flash and then Voldemort coming to kill Draco while Draco slit his wrists in a depressed way. No, I screamed sexily. Don't know why.
No!
Suddenly, I locked up and stopped having the vision. Ebony, are you all right? Asked Draco in a worried voice. Yeah, I said, sadly, as I got up. Everything's all right, Nobi, said Vampire, all sensitive. No, it's not, I yelled angrily. Tears of blood went down my face. I'm fucking G. What if I'm getting possessed by, like in Daring 2? It's okay, girl, said Bloody Mary. Maybe you should ask Professor Sinister about what the visions mean, though. Okay, bitch, I said sadly. And then we went. Chapter 24. Author's note. Perhaps stop flaming that story. You're just jealous, so fuck you. Okay, go to hell. 11, Raven, thanks for die help. We had divination next, so I got to ask Professor Trevorrow about the visions. Well, I thought it was Sinister.
No, I'm very confused.
Konnichiwa, everybody, come in, said Professor Sinister in Japanese.
Okay.
I thought it was Trevorrow, but no, it's Sinister.
No, it's Sinister again.
Okay. She smelled at me with her...
She has some split personality.
Oh, maybe,
That's what it is.
She smelled at me with her gothic black lipstick. She's the coolest fucking teacher ever. She smelled at me.
Okay.
I'm just reading what she's written. She smelled at me.
Smelling.
I guess. She had long, dread, black hair with blood red tips and red eyes. Her mom was a vampire. She also half Japanese, so she speaks it and everything. She and Bloody Mary Maru get along great, as in a fire grate. She's really young for a teacher. Today she was wearing a black leather top with red lace and long gothic black ripped dress. We went inside the black classroom with pastors of Emily the Strong. Who's Emily the Strong?
I have no idea.
I raised my hand. I guess she... How do you raise your hand? I guess the hand might be in front of you. Yeah, there we go. I was wearing some black nail polish with red pentagrams on it.
Nay.
What is going on? What is it, Ebony? She asked. Hey, I love your nail polish. Where do you get it? Hot Topic. Yeah, I answered. All the preps who didn't know what HT was gave me weird looks. I gave them the middle finger. Well, I have to talk to you about some things. When do you want to do it? How about now? She asked. Okay, I said. Okay, class. Fucking dismissed everyone.
Wow.
Professor Trevoni said she... Professor Trevoni said, and she let everyone go. Except for you, Brittany. She pointed at Brittany and some other preps. Please do exercise. Get it? One on page 3. Okay, I'm having lots of visions, I said in a worried voice. I'm also worried Draco is going to die. Well, she gave me a black cryptal ball to lock in. I looked at it. What do you let us see? She asked. I said, I see a black gothic skull and a pentagram. Suddenly there was a knock at the door. I looked at it. It was Draco. He was looking very, really sexy, wearing a black leather facet. A black gothic Linkin Park t-shirt and black Congress shoes. Okay, you can go now. See you, cunt, said Professor Sinister. Bye, bitch, I said, waving. Fucking... What are these relationships about?
I have no idea. I'm very confused.
I went to Draco and Vampire was sitting next to him. We both followed Draco together and I was so exhibited.
So exhibited. You've become your own exhibit, have you?
Yeah, she's living in a museum now.
Nice.
Chapter 25. Author's note. Stop flaming, okay? If you do not, then I'll tell Justin to beat you up. 11111. And I tell Aldaners to... Put this on your computer. 11111. Fuck you. 1 Raven. Thanks for the help. 1. I was so excited. I fellowed Draco, wondering if we were going to do it again. We went outside and then went into Draco's black car. Ebony, what the fuck did Professor Trevoni say? Whispered Draco, potting his gothic wit hand with black nail polish on mine. She said she would tell me what the visions meant tomorrow, I grumbled in a sexy voice. He took out a heroin cabaret and spiked it and gave it to me to spork. He started to fly the car into a tree. We went to the top of it. Draco put on some MCR. And all the things that you never ever told me, and all the smiles that are ever going to haunt me, sang Gerard's sexy voice. We started tilling of each other's clothes fervently. He took off my black thong and my black leather bra. I took off his black boxers. Then he put his throbbing you-know-what in my tool sexily.
Okay.
I have no idea what just happened.
Nope.
But I'm assuming they're having sex.
Yes.
I am fucking G, Draco, I screamed, having an orgasm. We started Frenching passively, okay? Suddenly I fell asleep. I started having a dream. In it, a black guy was shooting 2 gothic men with long black hair. No! Please don't fucking kill us, one! They pleaded, but he just kept shooting them. He ran away in a red car. No, oh my fucking God, 11, I shouted in a scared voice. Ebony, what's wrong? Draco asked me as I woke up, opening my icy blue eyes. I started to cry tears of blood, went down my face. I told Draco to call Vampire. He did it with his black Linkin Park mobile. But, bum, the worst thing was to who the people who were shot in the dream were. Lucien and Sirius. 111.
What's with all these numbers? I'm very confused.
I'm just reading what she, I'm just reading what this genius has put down.
I'm still confused with the 111, the binary section. I'm like, are we having binary sex now or something? I'm like, what?
That is exactly what I'm assuming it is.
Okay.
And that is all we have time for this week. So, guys, if you want to hear more of this amazing story, you'll have to come back in the fortnight's time after D&D.
Woohoo!
I'd like to thank you, Tanya, for joining me.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank you guys at home for listening. And I'd like to say that I'm Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles. The worst of it, I'm just suddenly got a robot in my head. 0000001 0000001.
A Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Get out of my house. You interrupted that.
Sorry.
Bit, so I'm like, now it sounds like I'm telling you to get out of...
That's fine, I can get out of the house.
But I really don't...
But it's like, it's my house.
it's our house.
It's our house.
You just make me sound like an abuser. Abuser now.
No, you're not. Not at all.
Hey, bye.
Bye.